Governor Andrew Cuomo continued his push in Syracuse Wednesday for a package of bills he's touting as Clean Up New York. One of the three areas he wants to address is campaign finance reform. The measure would require disclosure of donations within 48 hours, reducing contribution limits, and creating tighter controls on the use of campaign cash. Plus, he says that the public finance provision might reduce the influence of money.
What pressure does it put on the elected officials who had to raise all that money? Public finance answers all of that in one move. And it returns the authenticity and the connection of the system to the citizens and the voters where it belongs. I believe it's going to strengthen the relationship between the elected official and the citizen. And it will restore the trust.
Another part of the program is called the Public Trust Act, creating several new crimes for things such as even offering a bribe, failing to report bribes, and widespread penalties and banning from government contracts for individual or business fraud. Onondaga County District Attorney Bill Fitzpatrick says some of the provisions will help him do his job.
Believe it or not, in the state of New York, if a public official goes into an elected official and offers that person a bribe and there isn't a consummation of that arrangement, I cannot prosecute that under current New York law. This corrects that rather gross loophole. This law also increases the penalties, the prison sentences, for people who abuse the public trust.
Another provision makes it a crime for failure to report bribery and stiffer penalties for all corruption. Cuomo notes recent corruption cases among politicians will force his hand if Albany doesn't act.
I believe the legislature needs to do something about it, and I believe they should pass these anti-corruption laws. If they don't, then I, as governor, will form my own investigatory committee to investigate wrongdoing in Albany.
The governor can impanel what's called a Moreland Commission to unilaterally fight corruption. Legislative leaders have expressed support for the Public Trust Act, but aren't ready to vote on campaign finance this session. Cuomo hopes taking the message out to the people might create pressure from voters to get it all acted upon before summer recess. Chris Bolt, WAER News.